Holding on Yerim Beis in this Galata Gemara. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Elazar, it's about 10 lines up, Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach stands for that it's Meziach Umezin, Mechavev, and Mechaper. Somewhere it says, so Mezin, it brings Mazonos, that through the Schus of the Kabbalah, the world is presented with its Mazon. Bechavev, it endears Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mechaper on their Averis. And Meziach, right now the Mora says, Hanu Mechaper, Hanu Meziach. Meziach means that it removes, so it means it's removing the Averis, so it's the same thing as being Mechaper. Somewhere answers, no, Meziach means gezeros. It's removing the gezeros against Klal Yisrael and mechaper avonos, and it removes and it's mechaper the avonos. Okay. V'omer Rabbi Chanan back to Torah. So we're back to quoting Rabbi Chanan back to Torah. The tamri, the nature of dates is meshachnon. They are warmer person. Masbon, they fill a person up. Mishal Shalon, they help a person to relieve themselves. Ma'ashron, they strengthen a person. V'lamafankon, they make the person not to be such an istinus. So they're very very healthy for you. Amarav ochel tamorim al yore, a person eats tamorim. So a person should not pass in a shiloh because it can make a person it's a type of shikur of make a person drunk. Basically, okay. So Rav sounds like it's a bad thing. The more so we so it says tomorrow mshach is arbis yofis, that morning and evening are good for you. But mincha ro'is, mincha time, however, they're not good for you. Mitzarayim ain't kamaisim. Right in the middle of the day, there's nothing as good as it. Mavatlo shlosha dvarim, and they remove three things from the person. Okay, they remove machshava ra. The person is not, Rashi says, the person is not sad, depressed, because it makes a person happy. Okay. It removes illness from the intestines. It helps food doesn't sit in the intestine, therefore it moves it through. That's good for that. And hemorrhoids. Again, so it moves through easily, so it doesn't cause the pressure that would cause hemorrhoids. So it sounds like it's a very good thing. So Mora says that Rav said back, Mir Minan Doloy Malu. Did I say it's bad? That's not good. Luyim Malu, it's very good. But if he shaita tirda mida tirda. But meanwhile, at the moment the person takes it, it confuses the mind a little bit. Mida habia chamra, just like by wine. Damer mar hasher serviyas yain al yara. If a person drinks serviyas of wine, he can't pass on a shaila. It doesn't mean wine is bad for you. It just means that. It does create an element of lack of clarity. Okay. Miboy say maloy kasha. Another way to answer the question is homikaminama holobosanahama. Depends if you're having it before the bread or after the bread. The rabbi. The rabbi said, Omerli aim, and my mother told me. So it wasn't actually his mother, it was his the person who raised him, his wet nurse, because he both his parents died. His father died before he was born. His mother died in childbirth. He's raised by this woman. He referred to Emily A, my mother. He said, Tamri, mikami nahama, eating tomorrow before you eat bread is ki narga litikula. It's equivalent of a axe cutting into a tree, into a decal tree. Chops it down. His mom is chopping you down. The basar nahama after bread is ki avra ladasha. It's like the beam which you put in the hook, which keeps the door well shut. So it strengthens you. The word dasha, what does it mean? Amarava derech shom. The word dasha comes from a contraction of this is the way to go out. Derech shom, this is the way there. Darga, a step. Amarava is from the words derech gag, the way up to the roof. So the steps take you up to the roof. Purya, the word purya, which is a bed. Amarpapa is referred to a purya because shaparin baravin aleha. On the bed is where procreation takes place. So Amar Nachman Yitzchok Af Ono Neimer, that I'll also say another one along that you can see in the word. There's an understanding of the root of the word. The woman is an islandess, is a woman who's not able to give birth. The word ayol is translated in the an ayil is translated in the Aramaic as duchornis. So it's a male. She's like a male, though yodla, she's not able to give birth. So she has elements of being like a male that she's not able to give birth. So that's what the word ayil means. Okay, see Rashi. Rashi back from the Gemara on Yud Amabez. Batatah is the mean Baghdad. He was from Baghdad. She's called Amana al Shem Mana. She nisays mishenis Amala ein laksuba el Amana. When she, if a woman remarries after being an Amana, so her ksuba is only 100. So it says that's very nice. But what about the ksuba beraisa? The Torah uses the word Amana, and v'dayin lo niskin ksubas were not instituted until later. Okay. Tosis says, let's flip it around. Then why don't we say that even the fact that Amana means because of Amana means even the ksuba of Amana is a raisa and it's in the Torah. Why don't we do that? Tosis says that the word Mana is never used in the Torah. The word Kikar is used in the Torah. So the Mana was a rabbinic word or a word which came later. So it wouldn't be, you couldn't say that the word Amana in the Torah is referring to the Mana because there's no Mana yet. So the Mor says it's writing it for the future. The Mor says, "Miksiv kara likros Hashem daber ha'asid." Will the Torah write something based on what's going to be in the future? So the Mor says yes, because it says kidmas ashur, which is referring to slika zuslika, which is Hashem here. Mihavoy huir b'nuy b'bris ha'elam. The city didn't exist yet. The city b'ha'elach kidmas ashur. That this is the river going to Ashur, which doesn't exist yet. So it's written for the future. Okay. He said, Mutter. So she says, but let me see his door, Shachiel Lufum Swar. He's not saying that in the word Mutter we see, in the word Mutter itself, you see all of these different things about rain, that it's Mashka, Merava, Mazabal, Ma'adin, or Mamshik. But rather, he's just saying this is the nature of what it does. Mazabal is Oritz, it fertilizes. Ma'adin, Nosin, Edna, Bazib, prepares, it makes a shine in the fruits. So he brings, what's the pasuk? It says tlomel, its furrows. So what's its? Shel Eretz Yisrael, referring to the furrows of Eretz Yisrael. So it says tlomel rave niches kududeha kasher bervivim timagagna rave hare mashka umarava. So the word rave, it's satiating, so it's watering and to the point of filling kaisi revoy, it's overflowing. To magagna hare mezavel. So it's softening the earth. That's a form of fertilizing it. And ma'adin umamshech as a peris nafka mitzimcha tevorich, and the vegetation will be blessed. There's an element of idun in it, an element of being mamshech in it. To magagna is distant fear. It says mizbech is mizich, kasechodaiter mizich, when it removes the virus. So Mor is going to ask the same thing as mechaper. Mezin b'skusa kabbalas ha'olam nizoin. The world is given its sustenance in b'skusa the kabbalas. She kabbalas boyin min amozin, regarmal lebracha. The kabbalas are the way we give back the mozin to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the mozin being used for the proper thing causes the bracha in the mozin. Okay. And it also endears Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're asked, "Hanu Mizeach, Hanu Mechaper? Hayni Nu Mizeach, Hayni Mechaper? What's the difference between Mizeach and Mechaper? They're the same thing." So we're asked, "Is Mizeach Gezeris Ros Malak Yisrael removes evil decrees against Klal Yisrael, and Mechaper the Veris?" So we're Amar Meshachlon Mechamamos. They warm the body. Meshachlon and Shilshul, they cause a person to have Shilshul to relieve the constipation. Ma'ashron machzikus koyach, they strengthen the person. K'moy ishru chamoitz, ashru chamoitz. Okay, below mefantkot. Einon merabes istana alalev. It removes the. It helps the person not be such an be an istanisa. V'kul and the shabach. All these things are good about it. The Morris says, Rav said, "Al yarushim or raw. You can't paskin a shayla when you eat tamorim." Fisha tardos daita kishikar. They confuse you. So Morris says it's bad. We see that it's not like that. Sharkas arbis yafis. In the morning and the evening, it's good for you. So Rashi says, "Why? What's unique about the morning and the evening over the mincha time?" Called the milsa. So the understanding is like this: la'achra chilo. Yafis, after you eat, it's good. And therefore, shachris, dark and shamani adam, but pas shachris. People eat something in the morning, so with the time of eating it, it's good for you. The tamorim with the meal is good. Kedomer ba makabel, like the morses on a makabel. They're supposed to eat pas shachris. And arbis is lach rechila. People come home at night time and they eat something. So again, so those are good times. Bemilcha roos, shen kaidam achila lach rechinat had sorayim. That's before the chilo, so that's not good for you. But tzorayim lachar asuda shachol b'savar. A person had a meal in the afternoon, so a person would eat something. Person would eat something and then lie down. So if he eats it with the meal, that's good for you. Ain't kamoisim. But tabez yosem yarvis. It's better even than the evening. A person eats it, it helps a person relieve themselves. So a person goes to the bathroom, they have where to go during the daytime. At nighttime, it's a tircha, because it's dark. They would go out to the fields. Daiga, so the machshava rov here is referring to daiga, to worry. Fishamasamchas is a lave, they make a person happy. People are more happy in the middle of the day than they are at nighttime. And the Mor says that tamorim after the meal are like over the dasha. Machzikus as a goof, kibriach as a delis. They strengthen the body just like the crossbeam strengthens the door. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "Af anan nidras es ashemus." We can look at the word and the name for something and see what it means. Ma loshen islandis. What does the word islandis mean? Shekar chamal leisha shena rielaylin. Why they refer to as an islandis? Because tuchrenis loshen ayil tamim. The sagamin dechar shlim. So the word ayil is docher is a male. So rei kaayil shena yoylin. So the word islandis makes sense. It's like an ayil is referring to the male, which cannot give birth. Okay. So the Mishnah. Hagiyaris v'hashvuya v'hashifcha. We have these three women, a woman who's converted, or a woman who was a shifcha, or a woman who had been captured and was redeemed. Sheniftu, the woman who was captured, was redeemed. Vishnitskayru, the woman who was a Giyaris, converted. Vishishakru, now the Shifta was freed. And now somebody's marrying them. So later on in their life, so what's their status? Do we assume that they are a Be'ulo, or do we assume that they are a Psulo? So this took place, that the capturing and the redemption, or the conversion, or the freedom, Chusas mi b'noi sholoshanim v'yamechot, before the age of 3 years old. So ksuvosan masayim. So when later on they get married, later on in their life they get married, so the ksuvah, we assume that they're a psula, because whatever happened to them before the age of three does not remove the status of psulim. The psulim go back. So that's not considered an act of biyah. So she's still a virgin. So her ksuvah is 200. We asked on tanis psulim, and the person can argue a tanis psulim. But if however, they were, the woman converted after the age of, over the age of three, or she was captured and redeemed over the age of three, so the biyah, which would be done over the age of three, has a status of biyah. Therefore, we assume the assumption in halacha is that she's a b'ula, and the person cannot argue he expected psulim, and her ksuba is 100. The Tosfos Yalta says, and if you look at the order of the Mishnah, it's a little bit funny. It says giyara shuya and shifcha, so you would expect that the verbs would be shiniskayru, sheniftu, and shinishacharu. So he says that you don't want to start off with shuya is a woman who's been captured. That's a peronius. You don't want to start with that. Giyaris is totally parav. There's nothing bad or good about that. But you know, but nifta was shuya is something bad. So you don't want to start with that. In regards to the state of being, the things which we would like to happen, we would like the shuya to be redeemed. That's a mitzvah. Niskayru is not a mitzvah, not an avera. It's parav, and being meshachar and eved is the Mor says is improper to do. So shinishacharu is going to be the last one. So the order is mitzvah, parav, avera, or you know, semi avera, which is discouraged. Okay. Now the Mor moves into the concept of geiris for a girl under the age of three. So how exactly does this geiris under the age of three work? Because a person has to submit to geiris on their own, and the person has to undertake the commitment of Torah mitzvahs. So how does that work? Amar Rav Huna, ger katan, madvilin osel das bezdin. A person who's a ger katan, a child, we can convert the child with the bezdin taking responsibility that it's a schus for the child. Timur says, my kamashon, what is Rav Huna telling me? The schus suloi, that's considered beneficial for a person to become a ger. And Bezdin can therefore, as it were, take this step for the child because it's a schus for the child, and we can do something which is beneficial for the child, even though they're not present. The Mor says, so what, that's what he's telling me. Tanina, that's a fair Mishnah. You can do something which is beneficial for a person, even not in their presence, but you can't do something which is detrimental to the person unless they are there and they agree to it. So the Mor says, so what's the Kiddush? The Mor says, the Kiddush is like this. I would have thought to argue, yes, there's the benefit of getting mitzvahs, but the person would prefer to live in a state where they can do whatever they want. The Hefker, so the Eved Vadi Befkeri Nichol, because the Mor says that regards to freeing an Eved, is not considered a schus which you can do without the presence of the Eved. You free the Eved by giving a get shichur. So the Eved can appoint somebody to be their proxy. The Eved doesn't appoint anybody. So listen, hey, you come over, be the shliach for the Eved to accept it for him. He didn't make me a shliach. Well, it's a schus to him, and you'll become a shliach through the concept of skia. Who said it's a school? Who said he wants to be freed? Because the advantage of being an Eved, the Mor says, is he can have a shift, he can live with a shifka, which is available for him at any time. So he has the advantage of the znus being totally available. So you can't assume that he wants that. Some more answers that Kamash Malon, that over here is a schus. So what's pshat? The Hani Mili Godol, the Tom Di Sura, of a cotton, schus suloi. Once a person's become an adult and he's familiar with bia, so yes, he doesn't want to be. He wants that overrides the advantages of mitzvahs in his eyes. But a katan who doesn't know about that yet, for him it's beneficial to become a Yisrael. So Tosfos grapples with exactly how does this work? What is this skia thing? In other words, so what are we saying? And so lachara, what it means is that the individual has to be. Said they want the geiris and accept mitzvahs. And I'm going to be their shliach to do that. So, tzchiya means you don't need an appointment. I can become their shliach without being appointed. But tzchiya works through shlichus. A katan doesn't have shlichus, and a goy doesn't have shlichus. So exactly how does this bezdin represent the katan? Through tzchiya, when the whole concept of the tzchiya doesn't work for a katan. Or for the situation. So Tosfos learns that actually this is a din d'rabbanan, and the Gemara is only effective d'rabbanan, not the Raisa. And that's what the Mor is going to say further down in the sugya, that when they become 13, they have to accept, they have to make a declaration that which is done for them as a katan, that they want that. That's what Tosfos learns. That's what Tosfos in Ksuvos learns. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, which Tosfos says. Tosfos says over here we're gonna hit, there's, you know, we're allowing this ger katan many things which theoretically should not be allowed to him. So how do we do that? So it goes with the character of the chacham to arkad davar min ha'Torah. Even Makumbaseh, Tosfos says, this opinion, this sugya holds that you could even make a Makumbaseh. So we can allow this now, this person in Midrash who is not a Jew, to act like a Jew and do the actions of a Jew. Tosfos understands that he can be Moicha when he turns 13, but if he's not Moicha, it continues, even though he hasn't done an act of Geirus. So that means that Midrash, he's going to marry a Jew. Right? Okay, that's okay. You can't So the more asked the kash, Omer Funo, Ger Kotten, and Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? My Kamash Mulon, this is Chus. What am I, my Kamash Mulon? Tremendous Kamash Mulon. Right? So Tosfos grapples, says, what's the more asking? What's the Chus? I mean, the whole thing is mind-boggling what we're doing over here. We're creating a din shlichus min rabbanon. We're allowing him to be arkad davar min ha'Torah b'kum ba'aseh. I mean, the whole thing is a tremendous kiddush. We're allowing this ger katan who becomes a gadol to marry a Jewish woman and live with her, even though that's also min ha'Torah. Even though there was no geris deraisa, we're going to allow them to live together because of the geris derabanan. So the chacham being oikar davar min ha'Torah, but kumbas say they're allowing to do an act of bia in a Jewish woman improperly. That's what kumbas say. Okay. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that's not a partial shlichus. Is that in general, like, what's the function of a bezin? We had the morning Yavam, that the bezin, you require a bezin for gerus. So what's the function of bezin? The function of bezin is sort of acting as a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bereshit is putting the Kedushas Yisrael on this individual. Bezin acts as the shliach for the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring down this holiness from heaven and place it upon the person. So that's what it means. So it's not you don't need the shlichus of the individual at all. We just need to know that they agree to it, which is why when they become a gadol, they can say that you know they thought about it, they don't want it. So we're lacking in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but the ma'aseh geiris, which would then indicate, let's say a person does a ma'aseh geiris without a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We had over there in the Yerbamas that you require Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So he did the milah, he did the tefillah, he never did Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He let him say, you know what, I really do want it. I'm Kabbalah mitzvahs now. Does he need to redo? The answer is no. The milah was done, the tefillah was done, and required Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So when he turns 13, he'll have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But the process of Geirus, which was done until then, is a valid process of Geirus. That's how Tosfos in Sanhedrin learned. So it's quite a merchak between, it's a Geirus deraisa, according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So it's quite a distance between those two Tosfos. Okay.
What's the deal? There's
Tosfos
somewhere else.
This Tosfos over here, and the Tosfos is Sanhedrin. Tosfos over here in Ksuvos. Yeah.
What did it say?
What?
What did it say?
That's all in Drabonim. Okay. The Gemara says, let's support Rav Huna's din. So we have in our Mishnah, it says, "Agiyaris v'shmir v'shifcha sheniftu v'sheniskar v'shenisachu v'pechus has been b'nashol v'shol v'yamechot." So exactly how did this girl become a giyaris without Rav Huna's din? My law, doesn't it mean that's only no das bezdin? Okay, that the bezdin undertook the process of geiris and they took responsibility for the geiris. So we see Rav Huna's din. Moore says no, you can't prove Rav Huna's din from over here. Loi hachamai askinan begir sheni skyru banav ubenois of imoy. The case was that the parents became gerim, the father became a gerim, and he brought his children with him into gerim. So the Gemara says that will work even without Rav Huna's din, right? Because Rav Huna's chiddush is that there's a nichusa. So over here, there's a nichusa because when a child is going along with the parents, of course there's a nichusa. He wants what the parent wants. So even if Rav Huna, we'd say we can't assume that necessarily it's beneficial to be megayer a child without the parents, just bezin saying that it's good for them. But to megayer with the parents, that is more obvious, and that's not Rav Huna's din. The vehicle, how it works. So, just but the father doesn't own the children, and the father, there is that issue you're still going to have. What is the vehicle which allows the father to be megayer his child? What bylaws does he have over the child? He has the right to say, "I want my child to become a ger." We say that the child wants what the father wants, so the child wants it. But the act of the decision, the child can't make a decision. So the father is representing the child. So it doesn't work with shlichus. How does that work? So you're still going to have to come on to this idea that Bezin is doing the Geirus process. But the point of the Mora is that the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that there is a schus, that there's a nichusa, that you don't see from our mission. Okay. Om Rabbi Yosef. Higdilu, when these Geirim, or Ketanim, become Gedolim, they have the right to protest. I do not want to whatever was done beforehand is ineffective. So Eisei, Abaya says Eisei Abaya. Hagiyaris v'ashruya v'ashivcha sheniftu v'shenizkayru v'shenizchakru v'chuzes v'mere sholosh shalom yamechon k'suvosin masai. Okay, so he marries this girl, then he divorces her, he pays her a k'suv of 200. Now it's very possible that she becomes a gedolah. He married her, she was Hagiyaris, she was 2 years old. He marries her when she's later on, and then he divorces her, pays her ksuba, and then she says, "You know what? I like this whole Jewish thing anyway." That later on she can be moicha. The vina lo ksuba da'oz lo ba'ochla b'giyusa. Do we give her the ksuba that she can then use as a non-Jewish woman? He has no responsibility to pay a ksuba to a non-Jewish woman. More answers, Elohi Godlo. He only pays the ksuba when she becomes a gedola. So we'll marry her off as a ketana. So when we see that she becomes a gedola and she's acting the Jewish, acting as a Jewish woman, she hasn't been by her, we'll give her the ksuba. The Mor says, okay. But she can be Meichel later on. The Mor says, no, that's not true. It's not an ongoing thing. You know, she turns 25, says, you know what? It really changed my mind. It's a one-time shot. If when she comes to Gedolah, at that point in time, she has a right to say she doesn't want it. And then she has a right to say she doesn't want it. If she doesn't do that, she is Jewish. So then the chiyuv ksuba will kick in. So he doesn't. Anytime he doesn't pay the ksuba until she becomes a gedolah. Okay. Mosiv Rava. Rava questions Rav Yosef's din. Similar type of question. We have a mishnah later on, the third parak. Elon Aris, Sheish Den Kanas. These are the women which are Na'arois, means between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. Girls consider a Na'ara. The Torah says if a man is Ma'anasir, he has to pay 50 shkolim of kesef. So what Na'aris have a Kanas? A girl who's a Psula. So the mishnah says some Chidushim. Abuala Mamzeris. This girl was born from prohibited marriage. So he's not allowed to marry her. And the Torah says a part of the kanas is part of the punishment of being honest with a woman is he has to marry her. So the Mishnah is telling me even though the marriage part isn't there, he still has to pay the kanas for having beer with her. Well, in Asino of Alakusis, we'll see later on that the Mishnahis talk about there's a woman called an Asino, which is the Gibonim, which are also to marry, or Akusis, the Shamronim, while the Giyaris, while the Shuiv, while Shivka Shiniftu, Bashinis Gai, Bashinis Tachu, Bakusis, Bashinis Shalashalam Yamechot, if they've converted or been redeemed or been freed before the age of three, so they're a Basula, and now they become a Nara, as beer with her, she's Gai to pay Kanas, Yeshim Kanas. So Morris says, what do you mean? If you tell me that when she becomes a gdala, she could protest. So we're going to give her the kanas. Even though kanas does a bachel, but you still give her the kanas, and then she'll go use it as a non-Jew. Morris says, when she's moved into the role of being a Jewish woman, we'll then give her the kanas. Okay, so it's the same question and the same answer. Abai didn't ask him the case of Kanas, because Hazam Kanas had no time. That Abai says that even though it's a potential possibility of the person being moicha, but the idea of giving a kanas on the individual for what he did was improper, we endorse, and therefore, you know what, even if she ends up becoming a non-Jewish woman and taking the money with her, no, he still deserves the punishment. So we're not going to be worried, why should we make this man pay a kanas, which will end up going to a non-Jewish woman? No, he deserves it. A person who did something improper shouldn't get scot free. So Abai didn't feel the kasha from Kanas is such a strong question. Rabba Lomar Kabai, why didn't Rabba ask from our mission over here? Abai's question, why is there a ksuva? Because ksuva had a time up. Why did Chazal put a ksuva in effect? She'll take Calibate and Oblix. We don't want the man to divorce a woman easily. So as long as right now she hasn't been Moicha, she's functioning like a Jewish woman. So we want the marriage to function normally, which means that he should have a disincentive to divorce her because it costs a lot of money. So that makes sense that has to be in place. Even if eventually Rabbi says it might end up going to a woman who's not Jewish, but right now, as long as she has not been Moicha, she's still in the marriage, and the marriage has to function like a proper marriage with the disincentive of divorce in place. Okay. The Shita does say, Tosafot throws in a line over here, Rashi I think mentions it also, that we don't need her to necessarily actively proclaim her commitment. We see that the fact that they become aware of the fact that they could leave and they just continue acting in the Jewish way, that functions as that they've lost opportunity for Mechal. They've decided they want to stay. The Shita does say if a person was not aware that there was an option, so the fact that they continued acting Jewishly doesn't necessarily commit them to that they have to continue further. Shita brings two Shitas about that, two opinions. So, you know, a person, Ger Katlin, grows up, he's 20 years old, and he starts learning about the Tzuvahs, and the Daffy Alvis, you know, they never told me I had a choice. So, there seemed to be some person say that he would have a right to get a choice at that point in time. And he says, well, you know, I'm stopping learning Tzuvahs, the Daffy Alvis. Right? He could do that. Walk out.
These days, is there a...
Is there like an official? Pick a time where they would actually talk with the adult or child, adolescent. So they don't. That's too generic of a question. Are there both the dinim who do that? There probably are. Are there both
the dinim who don't do that? There probably are. I mean, what's the recommendation? I mean, shouldn't it be? To wait for something, there could be, I can see that, diplomatic. Shouldn't that be part of the process, you would assume? I would assume.
You would assume a lot of things. Okay. In general, the way it's, I mean, I know of a story where, the child was brought back to Besdin. Once again, a man married a non-Jewish woman with, they had a child, and then she became a Gyaris, so the child is a Gyaris Kotan, doesn't really have a father, an Halacha. Father is not, he's not Miuchas to his father. And at the time of, after the Bar Mitzvah, he was taken to Besdin, and father basically warned him, you better say yes. So the psak later on was that that's not called a valid agreement. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody holds of that. Some hold that it is. If the person continues acting like a Jew, even though it wasn't an active. So those become pretty not clear. So Rashi, a ger katan. There's no Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi in the. So Rashi learns that the mother doesn't have this power to bring the child to Megayer. So if the mother would bring the child, you would need the Bezdin to represent the child. So you have to do. There's always going to be Geres requires the process of Tvila. So the Aldas Bezdin. So we need three people by the tefila. Kedin called tefila's ger. We need three people by the tefila. If they ain't nasim loyav, they become representing the child. Reu ger al yedayin. Therefore, he becomes a ger through them representing the father. Ve'ain nasim loyav. Excuse me. Mago b'yayin is kosher. Now he's a Jew. Touches the wine. The wine is kosher. Kvager grapples with why Rashi gave that example. What's the Kiddush? It's not beneficial for him. It's detrimental for him. I can't become representative of somebody else for his detriment. Without his consent. Without his knowledge. The child, the even though he's here, but his das is not considered a valid das, to say that he's present to make a decision. The ability to live a life of a wanton life. He preferred being an Eved. Ye mutter behefker zimus ashvachus, and be allowed to live a life without a structure of just living with the shvachus. Miyos ben Charan, liyos mutter bebas Yisrael, becoming a ben Charan. Now he's marry a regular Jewish woman. But they don't live together in the same levels of hefker. in a marriage, that they do like just living together and having with a shifka. Tosis asks the kasha in the morning, getting that's a marriage shita. The Chama argue, Chama say it is a schus for ever to be freed. So Tosis says, yeah, but against this problem of Befker Nichale, but he's still an Evid with all of the responsibilities of an Evid. So they say that's out overweighs the advantage of Befker Nichale, but they're not denying Befker Nichale. They're saying yes, he likes that, but he prefers being free, losing the Efkeris, than being an Evid with Efkeris. But a case where a child's not an Evid, there's no Avdus over here, there's only the Efkeris situation. Of course, we could argue strongly that that's what the child would prefer. We don't see that by a cotton. But the honeymoon, the nichale befker, that which we say that the desire for hefker is overrides, is by gadol shegadol b'midas hefker. He grew up in that lifestyle. The time like time of the sir, he lived a life of an improper life. But a cotton, whenever tasted it, would it's definitely the advantage of becoming a Jewish person, obviously overrides. Now Rashi says, "Afilu ima v'yam." This halacha of being moicha is true even if they were regarded together with their father. Not only in the case of a aldas bezdin, they can protest. We do not want to be a ger. Because in the surin, they can go back to their wayward ways, back to the ways of being a non-Jew. Vein lano lanchon a bezdin. Bezdin can't stop that. Filling your dental to give, even when Klaisel has the authority and the power to punish a non-Jew, but they're not Jewish anymore. It's not just like really they're Jewish, but they ran away and we have no authority over them, because if we would start with somebody who claims he's a goy, the authorities would not allow the Bezin to do that. Even if the Bezin has the power to do that, they have no authority over him if he's not Jewish anymore. We don't consider like a Yisom Mummer, that even though they've acted like a Goy, they have a din like a Jew, and now if they make Kaddish Isha, she needs a get. But rather, it's nothing. The Rashi itself, if it doesn't work, it does not work retroactively. So Kedushin, which he did beforehand, is a Kedushin. It's just saying from this point and onwards, if he's Mekadosh a woman, there's no need for a get.
To have been Mekadosh and then Moche or Bakshina, what's the woman's status? Is she married or not?
She needs a get. Rashi Simon says she needs a get.
Can he give a get?
That's a good question. I don't know. Lashita learns that it works retroactively. The Rashi says, "Kiddush Yisha Bishul Mincha, and it's Yichud Get." Unless you punctuate Rashi, your Kiddush Yisha beforehand, Mishimicha and it's Yichud Get. Liyos Kisam Mamer. What?
I was reading on it.
But it would be a funny way of writing. You're right. In Kiddush Yisha, Enes Yichud Get L'Achar Micha. It's a funny way of writing it. Could be Rashi means that. I'm not sure. So we don't give the ksuba. The Mor says that we properly give her a ksuba, which she uses as a non-Jewish woman. You're right. So we hold on to the ksuba until she comes to Gedolah and we see what happens. The Mor says, well, they can be marked later on. If at the time of becoming a Gedolah, she's given the option and she doesn't choose it, she's Jewish. Later on in her life, she's moich and starts acting like a goy. So that's like any Jewish woman who starts acting like a goy. She's so mumeris. Leonis b'cholon she bezin. She can be punished by bezin.
So what mumeris?
Yisrael is mumeris. Says yeshem kanas non kesef im yonsu. If they were nenas by a man, the man has to pay her 50 kesef. says the Bala Mamzeris. Let's hold it here.